Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, happy new year. Welcome back to the Radio Academy podcast. We are roaring into our second year of existence. And if you're just finding us, welcome. The aim of our little pod is to give you something new to listen to every week and also shine a light on something brilliant going on in the world of radio and audio. Last year, we brought you interviews with the likes of Ken Bruce and Scott Mills, Jane and Fee, Jackie Brambles, Jeremy Vine. By the way, ask me to do my impression of him if you ever meet me. Plus projects from Eurovision, Hits Radio, Absolute, Kiss, Radio 1 Breakfast, Virgin Radio, BFBS, the BBC World Service. The list goes on. So scroll back should you want to. And don't forget, by signing up to be a Radio Academy member, you get even more exclusive content. Just search Radio Academy membership for the details. But we are starting 2023 with one of my broadcasting idols.
You listen to Six Music's Way With Words with me, Craig Charles. It's National Poetry Day.
The L, the A, the MAC always jump the queue. Gets other cats in trouble, but not you. To our Six Music listeners, you're revered like a lord. Look you up in Wikipedia, all you see is a power chord. It's the honour of my life to have DJed right beside you and nicked your ready salted crisps and shared a can of cider.
We're going to do things differently today because it's World Piano Day, so let's have a look at what's on the menu. Andrew and Jason, what's a Sleaford mod fan like? I mean, have they got a look? Have they got a dress? You were talking about mods and Sky. You know, everyone used to have a style. Everyone used to be in a tribe. What's a Sleaford mod look like?
Really unflattering.
Craig Charles is a legend, and he's just celebrated a year on Six Music Afternoons. So before Christmas, myself, Craig and his producer, Helen Weatherhead, decided to look back on the first year of the show. I hope you enjoy listening to this as much as I did recording it. Craig starts by telling us just how fast that first year went.
No, it's flown by. We haven't had time to breathe, really. We've just been, you know, just in at the deep end, trying to make the show as sort of vital and as packed and as fun and as we possibly can, and it's just flown by. Maybe it's because I'm getting older. The weeks seem to be like days these days, I tell you.
I don't think that's just you, Craig. I really don't. And there will be people listening to this who have listened a lot. There will also be people listening who've never listened at all. For those second group of people, what do you try to do with Six Music Afternoons? What did you guys kind of want to do when you started the show?
Well, would it be crass to say hits and giggles? we wanted to make it fun. We wanted to make it lively. We wanted to have really top guests, you know, from the whole world of music. We wanted it not to be like a one-trick pony, because some people were concerned, because, you know, I'm very much known for funk and soul, but, like, just from an accident of birth when I was born, I mean, I've been through all these musical genres and I know quite a bit about them. So from prog rock through to punk, through to two-tone, through to metal, through to soul, funk, blues, we wanted to bring all that in. We wanted it to be a bridge in many ways as well, a bridge between Marianne Hobbs and Steve Lamacq, but also a bridge between the weekends on Six Music, which have a very different feel than daytime during the week on Six Music. We wanted to be a bridge between them as well. And we just wanted to be really inclusive and, you know, have, you know, really fun features and concentrate on music, you know, it's sort of be really music-based because it's a music station, and our audience know so much about music. They're music anoraks, really, and we wanted not to let them down.
We play funk, punk, blues, soul, hip-hop, rock and roll, electro, soco, techno, go-go, balling, punk guitar, progressive rock and indie, reggae, drum and bass and ska.
I feel like it's quite important for us to get, like, the listeners on as well. Like, they come on a lot, don't they?
Yeah.
They do the trunk punk, but then when they're messaging us, we had one the other day who said didn't he win something at a karaoke for singing that song? What was it? United States of whatever.
Oh, whatever.
And then literally 10 minutes later, he was on singing it. but I think, yeah, you're right. We want it to feel like really accessible. It sounds a bit cheesy, but like the party that everybody is invited to, like, you know, Six Music's obviously specialist music fans, but we didn't want it to be sort of alienating for anybody. And, you know, if you are new to any of those genres, we didn't want you to feel like you were behind at all. So,
and yeah, and it's given them a voice as well, because, I mean, a lot of the shows on Six don't actually have the listeners on. So we get them on to, you know, to choose their trunk of punk. They choose their get up, get down tracks. And, you know, so it's like a two-way musical conversation with the audience, finding out what they really want to hear. You know, there's an awful lot of alternative music genres out there that are really unrepresented on national radio, like punk, like all the subdivisions of punk, like metal, like prog. It's hardly ever played, especially at daytime, and we wanted to sort of redress that balance as well.
But it comes across, you talk a lot about it on air, and you're right, obviously you're known for a lot of funk and soul, but anyone who's followed your career will know of your broad musical taste and knowledge. What's it been like for you having that avenue to showcase that by being able to play sort of a wider range of stuff?
It's just like I've got into a toy shop and I can play with all the toys now. You know what I mean? Because this isn't digging ditches in the cold or anything. This isn't like hard work. I went home once and I had a tough day. I'd been filming, then doing the radio show, then doing a bit of filming afterwards. I was lying on the couch. I said to my, she was about 16 then, my daughter, I said, you wouldn't get us a glass of wine from the fridge. I'm knackered. And she turned around and said, Dad, playing music and talking shite isn't really work, is it? And I got me own wine.
That's what you want, sympathy from your daughter.
That's it, you know what I mean? Oh, Dad, by the way, can you put the bins out?
No sympathy at home then, fine.
No.
As you just said then, the Six Music audience are known for being, I'll use your words, music anoraks. Was it a daunting thing to take on?
Not really, because I think I'm more anoraky than them, to be honest. I mean, I do like to know the ins and outs of things, the history of things. We use this catchphrase, we've got a few catchphrases, but one of them is constantly caring about your musical education. When I get into something, I like to know everything about it. So I'm very much a Six Music listener myself. You know, we have it on, it's the only station we have on in the house and have for many, many years, you know. So yeah, I'm just one of them, really.
I was going to say, I feel like you're quite open. If you don't know about somebody, you'll be like, I actually don't know. And then, so yesterday somebody messaged and said about Nick Shoulders.
Yeah, Nick Shoulders.
Loads of people had been to see him and we'd never heard of him.
This country guy just yodeling and whistling and he's absolutely brilliant. So we went, oh, so I was straight onto the internet, straight on my phone, looking for this Nick Shoulders guy, and he's brilliant. And we had him on the show today.
Well, he's going out tomorrow.
He's going out tomorrow, but we recorded him today as a phone call because it's absolutely brilliant. Because the thing about Six Music is every day is a school day. You can't be over everything. You can't know everything. There's so much media coming out now that you inevitably miss things. And that's why I like that sort of two-way musical conversation. They're teaching me, I'm teaching them, everyone's winning.
Helen, is that part of what makes Six Music so special? It doesn't feel to me that there are that many places out there where that two-way education works quite like that.
I think so, and I don't know why it's like that, but I think it's just because they play such a breadth of music, don't they? And it's sort of like from, it's not all news, like all new, it's from like the 60s up until now, and yeah, I feel like the presenters are picked because they're so enthusiastic about music and the listeners are the same. I think it's just quite contagious, isn't it?
Yeah. They're not DJs, the presenters. They're kind of presenters, do you know what I mean? They're kind of like the musicians, the people who know the shizzle, you know. They know all the stuff. They know what they're talking about and they're immersed in the culture. And I think that I've been on radio stations where I've been interviewed about, say, Robot Wars or Takeshi's Castle, Red Dwarf or something like that, and I've been on their station and they'll do the interview and then they'll put the music on and they'll turn the music down and start talking to you until the song's over. In our station, we turn the music up.
Well, yeah, because they are musicians and a lot of them were music journalists for NME, like Stuart McConey, Steve Lamacq, Marianne, like you DJ pretty much every night of the week, bless him, Madonna, like everybody's out and about. It's not really a job, is it? It's like a lifestyle for you lot.
Yeah, it's kind of like, it was a hobby when I was doing so much acting and presenting, but it's one of those hobbies that's kind of become a job. Now I'm looking for another hobby.
I might come back to that in a second, Craig, but first, I don't think I've had a music presenter, daily music presenter, and their producer on this podcast before as a double act. And I think a lot of people listening to this will have all had gone through relationships with presenter producers. What are you guys like together? What's the yin and yang? How do you guys work together? A year of being together on the show. How's it work between you guys?
She's a nightmare.
And he is also a nightmare.
She's a nightmare.
He's also a nightmare.
She's a bully. She bullies me.
No, I'm not.
She dresses me up. She makes me wear a fancy dress.
And he pretends he doesn't like this kind of thing, right? But then we post a picture on social media of you dressed up as a Christmas tree or a parcel. See? Everybody loves it.
I didn't think I'd get that answer, Craig. I didn't think I'd get she dresses me up. You could have given me 50 guesses. I didn't think I'd get that.
He is also, but you are the night. No, I'm joking. No, he's not. I don't know. How would you describe it?
It's just like two friends, really. I mean, I've known Helen a long time. She used to be a broadcast assistant on my Funk and Soul show years and years ago. And so I've kind of watched her sort of coming up through the ranks, as it were. And now she's telling me what to do. Good job I was nicer when she was a BA, isn't it? I mean, she'll be running the network one day and I'll be, Helen, remember me, I was really nice to you.
Sometimes Craig does things on air, like today he cheated in a quiz and you need to be told.
I did not cheat. Well, what it was, it was, we do a thing called Either Or. So it's two songs with exactly the same title, but completely different songs. And the audience have to choose either or. Now, it was either Super Furry Animals, something for the weekend.
Don't let Craig tell the story.
Or Divine Comedy, something for the weekend, right. And Super Furry Animals were winning. And I admit I prefer the Divine Comedy tune, something for the weekend. So I turned around and said, Super Furry Animals are winning at the moment. So if you want Divine Comedy to win, you better get on your phones now. All of a sudden, Divine Comedy win. And I've done something wrong.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, unfair that, because really you should have popped up and been like, here are the two options.
Impartial DC broadcaster. Like,
yeah.
It's because you wanted Super Furry Animals to
win. I think it's because you knew, yeah, and you were like, stirring the pot.
I shouldn't have asked that question because I've started you bickering, but I think that's a good sign. And Craig, mm-hmm. you mentioned just a second ago when you were being interviewed for something like Takeshi's Castle or Robot Wars, and Craig, you already know full well that if I had my way, this interview would be about Robot Wars, but unfortunately the Radio Academy wouldn't let me, which I've written a strongly worded letter about, but still. you've had such a broad career from Outer Space with Red Dwarf to the Cobbles of Coronation Street. I just wonder how Six Music as a gig, as a job, compares to the amazing amount of stuff you've done in the rest of your career.
Well, the thing about it is, you might not realise, is that Six Music has always been a constant. So I've been on Six Music since it started. So it's like over 20 years that I've been on Six Music. Whereas you only do Red Dwarf for a couple of months at a time, or Robot Wars for a couple of months at a time, or Takeshi's Castle, The Gadget Show, or this new thing I'm doing, Money Bags on Channel 4. You do them for a few weeks at a time, whereas Six Music has been a constant in my life. It's a constant, a station that I constantly listen to. It's one that I've worked for every weekend for 20-odd years. I've given it my Saturday night, you know. And now, over the past year and a bit, I give it 6 days a week. It is like a Six Music family, you know, and I just feel like part of the furniture, really.
I'm guessing it feels quite special to have taken it on Monday to Friday as well. As you say, you've had this ongoing relationship with it. We all know, I think so many people listening to this podcast will have had that special connection with a radio station at some point in their lives. I know I have. It must be a really special feeling to now be on 6 days a week. It must kind of feel like a long time coming, I guess.
Well, yeah, I did think maybe I might have missed the boat. So it was a long time coming. It was a very, very long audition. And but it was a joy that when it happened. I mean, obviously, there's difficulties because Sean was very much loved. I love Sean myself, you know. But once they decided they wanted a different kind of energy in that slot, and they came to me to provide that sort of, I don't know, post-lunchtime kind of boost that people often need, you know.
It's always a challenge, isn't it? Because Sean's awesome. There'll be that many people, though, that have that relationship with you and are excited for your new show. And looking into the future of this new show, we've done 1 year. Helen, let's go to you. What would you guys like to try and do with year two, moving forward with it? Are there any plans in the offing?
We've always got ideas, haven't we, I think?
Yeah.
Too many ideas.
Yeah, too many ideas. And sort of like, we just wanted the show to bed in.
Yeah.
You know, with things like the Time Machine and the features and Craigslist and Either Or and Get Up, Get Down. The most popular feature on the show, possibly the network, is the Trunk Punk, yeah. You know. I mean, to play some of the stuff, some of the hardcore stuff that we play in daytime, you'd think people would be, oh, it's a bit too much. But they absolutely love it. So, I mean, so there might be tweaks where we might drop the trunk of punk one day for like a enter the rave cave or the carriage a garage or the dip into the bowl of soul or whatever, you know. So
we want to keep the big guests coming. We've had some amazing people, haven't we?
We've had some amazing guests like Elvis Costello, Robert
Patti
Plant,
Smith,
Patti Smith,
Khalees.
I mean, just like big guests.
And also Way With Words, Craig.
And Way With Words, which we launched this year, is coming back again next year, which is just... It's built around National Poetry Day, and we've had some of the best wordsmiths. I did some poetry myself with a public service broadcasting. We had Loyal Karna on.
Mike Skinner, Florence from Dry Cleaning. It was huge, and it was really nice because I feel like it was a chance for you to kind of showcase your love of poetry and your kind of like roots in poetry, which you didn't really do on your Funk and Soul show.
Yeah.
And we hadn't really done on the daytime show. And it went down so, so well that I think next year we'd like to probably go bigger and better with that as well.
Yeah, maybe do a sort of a poetry proms or something like that.
It'd be amazing.
Yeah.
And if that doesn't work, maybe a punk prom.
A punk prom as well.
Craig basically has about 900 ideas in every show.
And it's
so
your
it's
job
just
to...
be about
have you always got a notepad to try to get all of these ideas?
Yes, multiple ones, multiple lists everywhere.
There is a constant refrain of write that down.
But I think it's more just kind of like to keep it going, really. I mean, it's a really big show and it's a really busy show. And I think apart from, you know, keeping our features and getting the big names, I think you also want to show like a different side to some of these people who are often interviewed over Six Music. Like, you know, when we had like Sleaford Mods on and we did the random question generator with them, and we found out that one of them used to think that if he stopped riding his bicycle for a week when he went on holiday that the wheels would stop spinning on it. But just like show like a really silly side to some of these really
and
serious
thought
artists.
Dogs came from eggs.
Yeah.
He thought that dogs came from eggs because his dad sprinkled some... His dad, when he was a little kid, sprinkled a load of eggshells over the puppy and said, look, it's hatched.
And we found out
which
that Khalees...
is absolutely brilliant.
Do you remember when Khalees said that she had a turkey called Bob Marley?
Yeah.
She had all these different animals named after musicians, stuff like this. And like Elvis Costello said if he wasn't a musician, he would love to have had a newsagent.
A tobacconist.
I feel like next year, I just want us to have the time to really like find these people and find these ridiculous questions and make sure that somehow you ask them at some point.
Yeah, I do want to get the random question generator, go a bit harder on that. This year, because a lot of the people, especially the superstars that we interview, have been asked the same questions over and over and over again. So this random question generator, you know, some of the questions are like, you know, fruit salads or blackjacks.
And some of them are good. I didn't write that one. Can I just say, I did not write that question.
So I have to put up with...
Yeah, because that was one of Craig's questions. Although he did like it, because Elvis Costello answered that one.
Yeah, he went, fruit salads.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't like licorice. So I'm something a sentence I've never said on this podcast before. I'm with Elvis Costello.
Brilliant.
Guys, but you've sort of answered the question I wanted to end on already, but this has been Six Music's 20th year. And I was going to ask what makes it so special. I kind of feel like we just might have touched upon that, where you can do anything from asking Elvis Costello whether he prefers fruit salad or blackjacks, to talking to Mike Skinner, to doing poetry. There's nowhere else quite like that that does it on the radio, is there?
No, and that's why it's such a special station. That's why I'm so honoured to do the show and to have been asked. You know, Helen works so hard on it. She goes on about my ideas. She's got so many ideas as well. And we've got a team as well. We have James Brown and we have Sam Van Geffen and Sophia.
Sophia Haji Michael.
Yeah, so and there's a great team. We've got a great work ethic and we're just trying to make the best radio we possibly can whilst having fun. Not gazing at our navels, not taking ourselves too seriously, taking the music seriously, but having fun with it. Because some people can be a bit dry when they want to be, and a bit, you know, when you, it's all right being an anorak, but you know, you want to get a bit of rain on the anorak, don't you? You don't want it to be dry and brittle. You want it to be fun at the same time.
Guys, this has been an utter pleasure. Good luck with the next 12 months. I've very much enjoyed it. Thank you for sparing the time.
Oh, cheers. Thank you, Chris. Cheers, man.
What a superstar. Back with Craig in a second, but first, next week on the Radio Academy pod, we are joined by the brilliant Mariana Spring. She's the BBC's disinformation correspondent, and she joins us to talk about her latest Radio 4 podcast. But I wanted to end this week on something a little different. The Radio Academy celebrates excellence in audio, and I wanted to finish with one of the most powerful and emotional bits of radio I've heard in a long time from Mr. Craig Charles.
As you heard in the interview, his Six Music show is not only home to every musical genre under the sun, but also Craig's love of poetry. And I just thought this was unique and very special. So for the final word this week, over to Craig.
Something's happened to me quite recently, which I can't quite tell you yet what it is, but I just thought it would have made my mum very, very proud. And a few things have happened in my life where I thought, I'm glad my mum wasn't around for that. Because she died when she was 46, and I was only 24. So there's a lot of times I've sort of been glad that, I'm glad you didn't see that. But this thing that's happening to me that I can't tell you about just yet, but you will find out. I thought, I wish she was around, because it would have made her really proud. So this is that poem that I wrote for her, about her passing, actually. Get your hankies out. I didn't want to hear you calling my name. I didn't want to see you cry. I hope you knew the reason why I couldn't look you in the eye at all. I saw you try to bite the hand that fed you coloured pills to ease the pain, pills to wash away the sins of modern scientific brains, I thought. The medicines redundant lay on the bedside table. I don't know if you noticed, but you squeezed my hand. I try my best to think of you when happy, but the memories are lame. I never wished I could feel pain, wished I was innocent again till now. I never wished there was a child again until I grew up too soon. Until I saw the hungry tears, until I kissed the wetted mouth goodbye. The doctors and the nurses, the bedclothes and the linen. They finally pull the curtain and you squeeze my hand. Now, before we go into the trunk of punk, which is now the purse of verse, we're going to get you a Calm Before the Storm. The poem inside this Gil Scott Heron cover of Marvin Gaye's Inner City Blues is absolutely brilliant. Gil Scott Heron, Inner City Blues.